Listening Test 7. Listen to a talk about robots of the future.
Hello. Today I'm going to talk to you about robots of the future. When you ask people what kinds of work robots will do in the future, most people immediately think of repetitive work, like making cars or cleaning our homes. It is certainly true that robots can be used to relieve drudgery in factories and in the home, but I think that in the future they will do much more than that. One area where robots can be very useful is in medicine. Think of a surgeon performing a delicate operation inside someone's body. They need to make a cut in precisely the right place, otherwise they could cause more damage or even cause the death of the patient. In these situations, there is always a risk of human error. But with a robot, you can eliminate that risk. A machine's hand can't slip. It can stay completely steady and make the cut in precisely the right place. Scientists are already working on robots that can help surgeons in this way. Robots could also save a lot of money in healthcare. For example, by carrying out routine operations and so allowing surgeons to take on the more complicated work. They can also be operated remotely, which could make it possible for specialist operations to be carried out in more remote areas. So, a small hospital in the countryside might not have a specialist heart surgeon, but they could have a surgeon robot. The robot could be remotely operated by a specialist surgeon in a hospital many miles away, even in another country, using a video link. Another area where robots can potentially be very useful in the future is in performing dangerous tasks. For example, if there is an industrial accident, say an explosion at a chemical factory, it might be too dangerous for people to go into the building to repair damage, but a remotely operated vehicle can be sent in. The vehicle can be programmed to find areas where there is damage or where chemicals are leaking, and it can carry out repairs. Engineers can then go in to carry out further repairs once the factory has been made safe. To take another example, one of the most dangerous jobs people do is fighting fires. It's dangerous because they have to get close to the fire to be able to put it out. I think that in the future, a lot of this type of work will be done by robots. So, we won't see firefighters on ladders anymore. We'll see intelligent machines approaching the fire, deciding where they need to direct the water, and then putting out the fire themselves.